Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. And you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Our next guest, ladies and gentlemen, is they finally come down to the last group of people that they can possibly invite to be dancing with the Stars, and he's going to be one of the next guys there, and they're going to get the next round is going to be the political hacks that they'll have with Dancing with the Stars. His name is Rich Galen. You know him very well. He's a great member of our Brain Trust, the publisher of Mullings.com, the thrice weekly cyber column that I can't do without, and he's our good friend, Rich Galen. Welcome back to the show.
You know, if I could dance, I've said this for years. If I could dance, I would be perfect.
That is, you mean like all the other things you do so perfectly?
Yeah, exactly. You know how linebackers in high school dance? That's me, only half thought.
Yeah, this is a visual. I wish I hadn't started talking about Rich. Rich, welcome back. Thanks for being here, folks. Rich is, as I said earlier, in the interest of full disclosure, Rich, as he says, spins to the right. He's of the Republican persuasion. But Rich, I want to talk about both sides of the aisle here today, this segment at least. Years ago, one of my mentors, we were talking about someone we knew, someone we'd done business with, and they had just done something really surprising, really shocking that this person would do what they did. And I was puzzled. I was a young pup. I hadn't been around as long as my mentor had. And I was puzzled about why this person did that, because it was so out of character. And my mentor said, "Don't ever forget this, Jim. Desperate men do desperate things."
Yep.
And I'm seeing behavior on both sides of the aisle like this. One is desperation, and the other one is just still puzzling to me. The desperation is what I'm seeing in the Democrat Party in the way that they're trying to find anybody to be an enemy that they can hold out. They can't talk about their policies. They have to attack people. That's the desperation I'm seeing. What do you think?
Yeah, I think that's right. Midterm elections are different than presidential elections in every conceivable way. I mean, they look the same to an outsider, but for those of us who do this, it's a completely different technique. And in midterm elections, as we are now, the secret is to get your, as it's called, your base revved up and out there and going, and then you kind of duke it out amongst the independents and see how many you can scoop up, and you generally do okay. In two cases this is the second time. The first time, it actually worked when the Democrats, it just happened to be them. It could have been us. We just weren't smart enough to do it. But the Democrats in 1998, in that midterm election, remember that was the Monica Lewinsky
mm-hmm.
year?
Yep.
That was the impeachment year. And at the end of that, we thought we were in control of the House and the Senate. We kind of thought we'd pick up another 12 or 15 seats, being a midterm. Bill Clinton was in the White House, the Monica thing. And they came out just about starting now, about 3 weeks out, maybe another 5 or 6 days, with ads that were specifically aimed at black voters.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the best radio ads was, it was the sound of an explosion, and the these were played on black radio stations that appealed to black listeners.
Mm-hmm.
That the Republicans were going to blow up churches if they were elected again. I don't think the DNC actually paid for them, but some
right.
affiliated groups did.
Yeah.
And that energized the minority vote
wow.
to the point that we ended up losing. We didn't lose control of the House. We ended up losing a net 5 seats instead of gaining 12 or 15, and
mm-hmm.
it cost Newt Gingrich his job. He didn't run for re-election as Speaker because
right.
of it. So, but that's what happened then. What the president is doing now, quite clearly, is trying to duplicate that. If you look at his travel schedule, it is largely at colleges and universities. Friday or Saturday, he was at a traditionally black college in Maryland. He was in a mixed mixed neighborhood.
One thing we know, Rich, is that negative ads, some negative campaigning works. Some of it doesn't work. Is this going to work? Is it going to backfire?
No, I don't think it'll backfire. I think it'll probably work, but it was reported that H.R. Haldeman had a stamp when he was chief of staff to Richard Nixon, and the stamp simply said TL squared, too little, too late.
Yeah.
And I had one like that for years, but I just think that in this case the tide is running so strongly against the Democrats that President Obama is the equivalent of King Canute trying to hold back that tide, yeah. And he's going to get wet feet.
Well, it's interesting, folks. As you watch this, see if you can identify what is real policy discussion, the debate about the issues, and how much of it is attack politics, and make your decision there. But on the other side of the aisle, Rich, and I'm going to give you part of the blame for this too. You guys have been attacking your own, not in a way of desperation. I don't know why you've done this. Why have you attacked O'Donnell from Delaware? I heard you doing it yourself on television.
Yeah, well, because I'll tell you why. Because she's not going to win.
But why are you saying that? She might win. You're helping her not win.
I wanted this stuff.
You're helping her not win.
Well, she might not. It's a very small state and the terror of small numbers. But whether she does, I mean, if she wins, great. If she did, but I don't think she will. But my point is that from a strategic standpoint, Jim, it's useful to have somebody like O'Donnell,
yeah,
who frankly is not qualified to be United States Senator. But it allows you to separate the bulk of your candidates from her. Because what the
right.
Democrats want to do, they want to make everybody Christine O'Donnell. They want to say, see, they're all the same.
Right.
They're like her.
Right.
And if you kind of draw the line immediately next to her and say, no, she's not. We ain't like her.
I feel
helpful to everybody else. I mean, it's a strategic thing, and you know, it's too bad. I mean, she's a grown up. I didn't tell her to run.
Well, you know, here's what's interesting to me. You said she's not qualified to be a senator. Well, since when does that have anything to do with?
I don't understand.
I don't understand your reasoning there.
I had a photo on the website a couple of days last week or half ago. I forget what country it was, but some guy who's a professional clown with the red nose and the big feet and everything else. Maybe in Malaysia, where they don't want him to take his seat as a member of the parliament, which he won tonight. And I wrote, if being a clown were a disqualification for serving in Congress, our parking problems would be over.
That's exactly right. Hold on to that thought. We're going to take a quick break, folks. Rich Gannon is here. We'll come back. I'm going to get him to give us a little bit of a tour of how the races are going so far across the country, just in general. What's it looking like, and what could this mean? What could a change in the leadership in Washington, D.C. mean for America, for America's small businesses? 20 after. Right back after these messages. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me. Does everybody
really know what time it is? Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.